Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
And Sister Almond.
We are back with some edification, and today we are going to give you a day in the life of don'tperish.com. What do you think of that, Sister Almond?
Sure.
Yeah. We just want to share with you and edify you with just kind of an average day, although we didn't go out and do an event or anything, which is our normal weekend activity. This is just like a weekday, average weekday. Besides all the things you would expect of a normal saint, you know, studying the word or prayer or looking after each other, we just want to share with you some events that happened in our average day. What do you think of that, Sister Amin?
Yeah, I like that.
Go ahead, Sister. Read them off and we can comment as we go.
Okay, well, just some bullet points here.
Yeah.
Doesn't include any of my cooking and cleaning.
No. Like not yeah. Usual sundry day things, no.
Yeah, and no travel either.
No travel today, yeah, normally, which we would be traveling.
Uh-huh. So, we woke up and we...
Always rejoiced in the Lord for the day.
Amen. We praise the Lord, yeah.
We shared coffee together and we're always talking about it in the Word together first thing in the morning.
Yep.
And then what?
Let's see. I walked into the store and witnessed to a woman there.
Yep, you went in to get some needed things and you got to witness the gospel.
Yep, and then we had to go do some business,
Yep, to keep the ministry going. We support ourselves, so we had to take care of some things. And the person that we engaged in that.
We get to witness to, and it was pretty awesome.
Talk about that.
She said, well, this is really good timing because she saw our van.
Yep.
And she asked if that was ours, and we said, yeah. And she said, when I saw it this morning, I was thinking about that. She said she'd been wanting to go into some kind of a mobile life, like a van life.
Well, she lives in a tiny house right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep, she lives in a tiny house, and she wanted to be able to be more mobile, so she's been thinking about it. So we told her on the website, we have a couple places where Brother Tupos has van life tips.
Yep.
You know, on how to set things up and how to function in that. And then I have an area that
helps for cooking. And most important, the gospel we pointed her to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the first thing we talked about.
So she was blessed by that, so that was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
And then what?
After that, an older woman was driving by, and she stopped and asked about our van, and she was thankful to be blessed with the gospel.
Yeah, this is awesome. I didn't have a gospel sign on the van. I'm walking around the van. This older lady pulls up, her window goes down, and she goes, well, now, where are you from? And I told her, I said, well, we're traveling. And she said, well, I hope you have a joyous day in Missouri. And I said, hold on, ma'am. I didn't have a gospel card. I took my overcoat off, and it was in my gospel trek pack. Went and got a gospel card. And you know what? I got to be honest with you. In my heart, she was an older woman. She had jewelry and makeup on. And in my heart, I was like, I'm going to give her a gospel card. She's going to say, yeah, I go to a church. I walked out. I gave her a gospel card. And I said, ma'am, we just travel and we warn people. We tell them the good news of Jesus. We warn them about the culture and the churches. And she's looking at me. And I said, they're not telling the truth, ma'am. I said, the word of God is the truth. And she goes, I think you're right. She goes, the churches are full of a bunch of lies. She goes, she read the card. She goes, I'm going to look into this. And I said, you do that. My wife and I would love to hear from you. We'd love to encourage you. And then she asked me, she goes, do you take donations? And I said, ma'am, that's so nice of you. But I said, our needs are all met. And I said, no, you don't have to do that. And she thanked me. She said, have safe travels. And she went on her way. So that was awesome because I was kind of expecting, we're in the Bible Belt. I was kind of expecting the usual, meet a church person that goes, my church is biblical.
I got it.
We met a woman that goes, you're right. The churches are lying. She's like, I got to look into this. So that was a blessing.
Yeah, you know, every so often, we're meeting people like that. Seeing through that, so.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that a little bit more as we go here. So what did we do next?
We parked in a square downtown. It's not a real big town. It's a smaller town. But there was enough traffic that went through, and we put a bunch of gospel signs all around the van. And so we were flying gospel signs on the van right in the corner there.
Yep, we were flying gospel signs on the van, and an old man, old like me but older than me, walked up. And he was a Hebrew roots guy, and he was more interested in arguing over not using Jesus' name versus using Yeshua than he was about going over the gospel.
Like,
so he did take a gospel card, but I had to send him off because he just wanted to argue about Hebrew roots theology, and I don't do that because they're a cult. That's a bunch of false ways. And while we were sitting there, what did we do, Sister Amin?
We worked online and got a testing done that we need for the weekend.
Yep, we're going to go stand out at a place where a false teacher is going to be, so we needed to get a testing done. Uh-huh. So then we stopped, we worked online, we had lunch.
Yep.
Sister Amin cooked a really awesome lunch. Uh-huh. And then what did we do after that, Sister Amin?
We went out in the wicked wind.
Yeah.
And we flew. It was like 20 mile an hour wind. The oh, there was big gusts. Almost blew me over one time. It was funny, but yeah. And then there were several people that walked by and we witnessed to them. So that was nice.
Sister Drummond witnessed to a lady. I witnessed to a lady. A bunch of people driving by. There was a lot of people giving us thumbs up. My sign said the churches are lying. Christ's wrath is coming. So there is a lot of people out there that know the culture's wrong and they know the churches are wrong. They may not be doing nothing about it, but they seem to resonate. Our message resonates with them when they go, you're right. The churches are full of a bunch of liars and false ways. So
yeah. And you know what I think? Cause a few people rolled their windows down and they were saying something as they were going by and the wind blew their words away. So I couldn't hear it, but you hope that maybe somebody drives away and goes, yeah, so why am I in the church then?
Yep. Or why am I not seeking more truth? Like those people are out doing something. Why am I not doing something?
Yeah. So just standing for the Lord and being a light is an awesome
thing. Amen. And then what did we do, Sister Amin?
We went to the marketplace to put up the post and to work online.
Yep. So we went to the marketplace. We witnessed there to the workers. They were really good with their service. And we witnessed online, witnessed to them, worked online, got that post up. That's going to be linked up at the edification page along with the other posts that we did.
Yeah. And while we were there, there's a little dollar store not too far away. So Brother Tupo stayed there and I walked over to get a couple things and I was able to give a gospel card to the woman at the cashier woman.
Yep.
And she was reading it. As she was setting it off to the side while another person was walking up. So
awesome, awesome. Uh-huh. And then after we left the marketplace, we got to our night perk spot, and we jumped on the phone with Brother Kuo and caught up with him. He's in another state working now, and we're hopefully, Lord willing, catch up to him in the weeks or a couple months or a month or so ahead. And we caught up with him, and I think we are going to post a study and a talk him and I did in the Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was pretty much our day.
And speaking of Brother Akuo, we put up a witnessing thing. He was out on the streets for a couple days flying signs and stuff after work. And so we did a post for him and put it up there. So.
Yeah, he rolled away from us and headed north and rolled into his jobs. And he rolled right into his own ministry up there where he's out flying gospel signs and witnessing, talking to people. So we've been posting the stuff he's doing, and he's thriving in that. And check out the Ecclesia page. There'll be a Proverbs discussion with him and I, and then there also is just a general discussion, catching up with him. He can share some of the things that God's doing in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that was pretty awesome. And we're at our night park spot. Sister Amin's going to go in the store and
do a witness walk.
Witness walk and always pick up a few things there that we need. And
actually, I'm going to buy some bananas.
Yep, get some bananas. And that.
And wait.
One more.
Right now, here we are.
Oh, yeah, here we are, making the audio for you.
Right.
So that is just an average day. Again, it's not a weekend or a Sunday when we're out at a church, but that's pretty much our day and what we strive to do and what we kind of live to do in being in full-time ministry. And you might ask, people might say, well, why in the world are you telling us all this? Oh, you're boasting. Oh, you're bragging. Oh, you're tooting your own horn. Well, actually, if you know us, you know that we can't do anything without Christ. And the gospel is what we focus on, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ and repentance and the power he gives us by the Spirit and to walk in holiness and obedience and endure in him. It's all to our master's glory. We're just tools. But I want to read you a scripture verse, Ephesians 2:10. Why are we telling you all this? Why are we doing all this? We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them.
Mm-hmm.
What we just told you about is nothing more than our reasonable service.
Oh, exactly. And then some. Because this was like a slower day.
Yeah, it was. I know you got some verses you want to share.
Oh, I do. I got three of them. You want me to just read them?
Go for it.
1 Corinthians 14:12. This is another reason why we do this. Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church, the ecclesia.
Amen.
Yes, we want to edify you.
Yeah, and I want to say that as we labor and we witness and we do street preaching and events, we're not just doing it like most street preachers do. First, there's so few street preachers. Most street preachers go out, say the words of God. Most of them aren't biblical. They walk away, no resources, no teaching, no help. Mm-hmm. We leave gospel cards behind. We leave our email behind. We leave our website behind. And guess what? Our website goes all over the world when we post stuff to edify people.
Yeah, so people can learn, because if they're coming out of the churches and they're just starting to see things, it's nice to have a resource to
help show it away.
Guide them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
That's how you help teach them, yeah. 1 Timothy 4:13, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine.
I love that. Doctrine means?
It's instruction.
Yeah, it's instructions on how to follow Christ. We run into all these people that don't care about doctrine. And it's like, you can't follow Christ if you don't have biblical doctrine, because then you're not honoring and obeying him.
Right.
So doctrine matters. 1 Timothy 4:16, by which we are saved, walk in sound doctrine.
Mm-hmm. And then here's this one. This one we use a lot. Hebrews 3:13, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
Amen.
And I like that, because when we share what we do in our day, or the witnessing, or any of it really is edifying to people, maybe encourages them, maybe somebody's getting tired, maybe a sister's getting a little weary, and she sees other saints pressing on, because I know it's edifying to me to know if sisters are like striving where they are, whatever it is the Lord has them doing, to just keep going day after day for the glory of the Lord.
Amen, amen. And you know, just like people will say to us, you're divisive, because they'll hear me rebuking false teachers and people pushing false doctrine and defending sin, and we separate from them. Oh, we take that, because Jesus said he came to bring a sword to separate, and we're supposed to mark and avoid false teachers. So we are divisive when it comes to leaving heresy and sin behind. Also, when people say, you're boasting. Yes, we're boasting in Christ, what he's doing in us. Go look up those verses where Paul boasted about what Christ was doing in him. And also, guess what, Sister Amin? People tell you, oh, you're proud. Yeah, go look up the verse in Psalms where it says, be a proud doer of the things of God. We're definitely proud doers of the things of God.
Amen, and thankful to be able to do them.
Amen. So we take all those titles if they're put on us biblically.
Right.
And I want to give you this verse, or a set of verses. Our master said this in Matthew 5:14-16. Ye are light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. If we got the truth, Sister Amin, can we be hid?
No.
No. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but put it on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Would it make any sense to hide our light, Sister Amin?
Be pretty foolish.
And this one, let your light, this is why we do this, this is why we tell you about it, this is why we post it, this is why we go and proclaim. Jesus said, this is a command, let your light so shine before men. That means so they can see it on the internet, in person, in emails, that they may see your good works. It's good to let people see your good works, not your praying, not your giving, your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. This is why we do what we do. Our goal, we ain't making no money out here.
No.
We spend the Lord's money to be out here.
Yeah.
We are not popular or famous or making clicks on the internet. We do this to glorify our Father in heaven, to seek and save the lost, to proclaim the gospel, to encourage the saints that already know it. That's why we're out here.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We're just driving around waiting for our eternal city to come. We have no city right now,
right?
But we're waiting for our eternal city to come. Go read the book of Hebrews and you'll learn all about that.
Right.
Anything else, Sister Amin?
It's been a fruitful day. It's not done yet.
Let's not done.
See what happens.
We'll see what happens. Tomorrow we're down the road to get close to our preach. And this weekend's going to be, it's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, we're going into one of our least favorite places, big city, 500,000 people. It might not be a big city to some of you out there who might be living in super big cities, but 500,000 people,
that's big to us.
That's a lot, especially if you're a van dwelling.
Yeah, and we're going to strive against man-made religion and shine the light, and hopefully some seekers will see our good works and be edified by the Father.
Yeah, hopefully.
So that's where we'll be headed out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So we hope our day in the Lord encourage you. I just want to read one more verse.
Okay.
Before I do, remember, if you're born of him, speaking of the saints here, seekers, you need to repent and cry out for the new spirit, new life in the Spirit. You should be striving for good works as well. Whether you do it full-time, whether you do it part-time, whether you do it whenever you can, you don't have to be in full-time ministry like us. But guess what? 1 Corinthians 3:13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work, what sort it is. No matter what kind of work you're doing for the Lord, make sure your heart's right, make sure you're doing the work right, make sure you're biblical, and make sure it's going to stand the test of God's fire.
Right.
That's a sobering thought.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what to say about it other than let the word speak for itself.
Amen. All right, we love y'all. Love to the Ecclesia, and we're here for you. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering Place. Brother Koo and I have a couple additions there. Check out the edification page. All the links are there from today, and they will definitely edify you.
Amen. Praise God.
Love y'all.
May God be praised.